This is Eric.
This is Marie.
And this is Phil.
And you're listening to the Rock Life Podcast. On this episode, we feature music by Brian Neal.
10 reasons why you should wear a pro-life t-shirt.
And a whole lot of news and commentary.
It's Christmas time, and a lot of people go and purchase poinsettias. But did you know that one of the biggest groups out there that sells poinsettias is a group called Paul Eck Ranch?
Okay, what is a poinsettia? I'm a guy. I don't buy poinsettias.
It's a pretty plant with flowers, right?
Yeah, it's red and green, and a lot of people buy them around this time of year.
You can see a lot of them in churches at this time, and it's just a pretty decoration. It's Christmas time, man.
I'm familiar with trees and Christmas trees and things like that, but okay, but go ahead.
Paul Eck Ranch is a supporter of Planned Parenthood.
A pretty big one, too.
Yes. People have been hearing about this and getting the word out so much that it has actually impacted this group to the point where it is actually cutting back on its production.
Good.
This year and is licensing its names to other growers. So when you go to the store and you want to buy a poinsettia, make sure you check the label. And if it has the name Eck Ranch on it, go buy a different poinsettia or find some other plant to decorate your house for this Christmas season.
I'll make sure to tell my wife.
And talking about Planned Parenthood, on the Planned Parenthood store online, they are selling Choice on Earth holiday cards.
Oh, come on.
No, really. These cards have Choice on Earth on the front of these cards.
What a perversion of the English language, aside from an affront to people who might be celebrating Christmas because they're Christians.
So do they disagree with peace on earth?
I have no idea. I can't comment on that. But
I mean, they're replacing the word peace with choice, which seems to say to me that we're not fine with peace, so we're going to replace it with abortion, which isn't peaceful.
Right. They are totally insulting all of Christianity by having this celebration of killing of all these children. Yeah, I mean, you can go on the Planned Parenthood website, check out these, or we can have them on our enhanced version of the podcast, as you hopefully have. And you'll see some of these pictures of these cards. I mean, they look like nice, beautiful cards. It's very deceptive. Another tactic of Planned Parenthood. Choice on Earth. Oh, how beautiful is that? Planned Parenthood has been doing this for several years now, and they've been only adding to their store of these different designs. I found it rather interesting while looking online on Planned Parenthood's website. Down on the bottom, it's ridiculous. It says, "Birth control is not available for purchase through the Planned Parenthood store. Please contact your local Planned Parenthood health center by dialing, you know, such a number to purchase birth control." Are they selling Choice on Earth cards, or are they really selling birth control?
A center for women facing unplanned pregnancies announced yesterday it is withdrawn from a fundraiser hosted by the Ottawa Senator's Wives and Girlfriends. The decision came after Planned Parenthood Ottawa, a pro-choice group, sent out press releases saying the group considers First Place an anti-choice organization. Ottawa-based First Place was originally one of the charities in line to receive funding from the sensational tree raffle, which is the wives and girlfriends of the players. And now they're not involved anymore because Planned Parenthood went out and said this is an anti-choice organization. They shouldn't be supporting this.
So what are some of the reasons why it was pulled off?
Because Planned Parenthood doesn't like people that disagree with them.
No.
Yes.
Interesting.
Essentially, that's it. They put out press releases saying that this is an anti-choice organization. They shouldn't support them. When you look at what they're doing, they are helping women go through their pregnancy, get the support that they need, and help them with those choices that don't involve abortion, which when you go to Planned Parenthood Ottawa's website, you don't see a lot of services they offer other than birth control and abortion. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we asked in the Rock for Life report people to find things that the First Place Pregnancy Resource Center offers that Planned Parenthood doesn't. And what they found is ongoing counseling, adoption referrals, post-abortion counseling, pregnancy and birth support, and free supplies and resources, among other things, that First Place offers women and that Planned Parenthood doesn't. So right now, the real losers in this are the women of Ottawa.
Of course. Women are always the losers when Planned Parenthood bullies people around.
Planned Parenthood and its big stick.
Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't Planned Parenthood like this group?
Why wouldn't they like them?
Yeah.
Well, because they're getting women to not have abortions and they're helping them through that.
But this, you know, health organization, Planned Parenthood, is there for women. Why would they be against another organization that's there for women?
From what we've seen, a lot of women who go to Planned Parenthood for support of their decision to have the child get nothing. And in fact, in some cases, we've seen women who are essentially told to get out because Planned Parenthood does not offer help along those lines.
Why? Because Planned Parenthood is in it for the money. They're not in it for the women. They're in it for the money.
I think that's a great segue to my new story. This is from The Guardian last week on December 7th on Friday. It says American teen pregnancies rise for the first time in 15 years. The Centers for Disease Control released a study showing that the rate of births to teenagers rose by 3% last year, well, in 2006. About 435,000 babies were born to mothers ages between 15 and 19. Now, when the study came out, everyone just immediately came out and said,
I heard a lot about it, yeah.
Yeah, see, abstinence-only education doesn't work. It's, you know, we must defund it and et cetera, et cetera.
There are so many comments and articles out there. It's ridiculous. And they're saying, oh, 3% increase. Look at this. Look at this. Birth control. Why aren't these people on birth control?
So I'm just curious. Are these groups, are they mad that babies were born?
It somewhat boils down to that. It's not looking at the rate of women getting pregnant as a whole and then, you know, having an abortion. What it's doing is it's saying that because more kids are having babies at such an age that the programs aren't working. And essentially that is discriminatory to, you know, the idea that these women might be choosing life for their babies at a rate higher than what was before.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right. But Planned Parenthood comes out with a statement saying that the United States is facing a teen pregnancy health crisis.
A health crisis, huh? It goes up 3%.
And that's because people are choosing life. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with people being pregnant. It's because of having an actual baby alive, right, having giving birth.
Here's a question. How much money does Planned Parenthood make when babies are born?
Nothing.
Oh, interesting. Well, check this out. Here's what Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, said. The national policy of abstinence-only programs just isn't working. In the last decade, more than $1 billion has been wasted on abstinence-only programs when studies show that they don't reduce the number of teen pregnancies or sexually transmitted infections. Okay, how much did Planned Parenthood receive in the last decade? I don't know, let's just say, what, $2 billion?
How much do we? No clue.
How much do we spend on sex ed?
It's scary to think.
In a decade. Mm-hmm. So the billion that she's talking about in a decade is a fraction of the cost that we spend on sex ed programs.
Oh my gosh.
We'll follow this up. We'll get some numbers, but it's actually kind of hard to find.
But yeah, check the show notes for statistics.
Yeah. Now they quote her, and then this article quotes someone from the National Coalition to Prevent Teen and Unwanted Pregnancies, who said, the increase is certainly big enough to be a real concern, maybe not yet panic, but it underscores the community's needs to redouble their efforts. What is he talking about redoubling? Sex ed? I mean, is this study sort of fuel to decrease abstinence only or completely defund it while increasing sex ed programs?
Right. What they're doing out here is these people who are just totally brainwashed by Planned Parenthood, they are totally twisting this report around to meet its own agenda. So an actual study that shows, oh my gosh, people are choosing life and having kids. That is a blessing. That is awesome. That's incredible. But they're twisting around saying they shouldn't have gotten pregnant in the first place. There's no reason for these kids to be born. What is that?
They don't make any money off of live births. Now, what's interesting about this article, there were two people interviewed. They interview sort of someone in the middle and then someone completely opposed to abstinence education. I mean,
it's this media.
Like, right. Unbiased.
Right, sure.
But I want to ask, though, how do you get pregnant when you practice abstinence? I mean, like, we fund programs that promote abstaining from drinking and driving. We promote programs that educate abstaining from using drugs.
Right.
What about smoking campaigns? We promote campaigns that ask people to abstain from smoking because it's bad for your health. When it comes to sex, nope.
They're going to do it anyway.
Well, surveys say that young people want to hear more about it.
Absolutely.
They say they usually regret engaging in sexual activity. And they say that they want to learn how to say no. That's what they want.
Right.
We know
right.
It's the right thing to do, and it's what they want. But yet we want to slash their funding.
If you're listening and you may be in a relationship or you may have a crush on someone or whatever the situation is, and if you feel pressured into having sex or if, you know, this other person is giving pressure, like, oh, you know, I love you, you know, it's the right time. Don't give in to that, because if they really do love you, they're going to respect you, and true love waits.
The Colorado petition drive for establishing personhood is underway. Christy Burton is a 20-year-old who is spearheading this effort, and essentially what they're doing is they're trying to get a movement of the people in Colorado to vote on establishing personhood at the moment of fertilization.
Well, wait a minute.
But do you want to actually talk about it?
Well, just real quick, isn't that the amendment that would give personhood to a fertilized egg?
No.
Haven't you heard those reports?
Is that an inside joke?
No, that's what they're saying. The people are
fertilized
saying, oh, it's going to give personhood to a fertilized egg. Listeners, there's no such thing as a fertilized egg. Once the egg is fertilized, it becomes a human being. Basic science.
And technically, it's no longer.
Any reporter ever says.
A fertilized egg.
That's right. Anyone ever calls it a fertilized egg, you need to correct them because they are.
That's right.
Either just not informed or being purposefully manipulative.
All right, and the next story, a West Australian medical expert wants families to pay a $5,000 baby levy at birth and an annual carbon tax of up to $800 a child. Associate Professor Barry Walters said every couple with more than two children should be taxed to pay for enough trees to offset the carbon emissions generated over each child's lifetime.
What?
Yes. I can't.
It doesn't make any sense.
This kind of goes along the lines of what we talked about last week or last time with the Sierra Club, talking about abortion and environmentalism.
Right. So what are these people trying to say?
That the more babies you have, the more you should pay.
But why is it two or more? Why is it over two? I mean, doesn't baby one use the same amount of resources as baby two? I mean... So baby one and two don't use any resources, but all of a sudden baby three just automatically just uses all these resources. We need to tax on baby three. I just want people to know I have four children and I pay taxes on my children. I buy them diapers, which are taxed. I buy them food, which are taxed. I buy a house to house them in, which is taxed, and property tax is taxed incredibly high. So I already pay taxes on my children. So no, I don't want any more. Thank you.
Well, if you want more information about this story and others, you can go to the show notes at rockforlife.org.
If you have any comments or questions, you can reach us at podcast@rockforlife.org or leave us a voicemail by calling 866-552-3368. And also, shopping for Christmas, visit our online store at prolifegear.com. So many of you listeners may be scared to wear pro-life shirts, don't know how to respond if you are wearing one and someone confronts you, or you may think that wearing a pro-life shirt does not make a difference. Well, we are here, Rock for Life, on the Rock for Life podcast to give you 10 reasons why you should wear a pro-life t-shirt.
Woohoo! Yeah!
So you will come, after listening to this, emboldened to be pro-life witnesses for the babies. Reason number one we've come up with is simply it spreads the truth. Wearing a pro-life t-shirt with a interesting message, thought-provoking message, will make others think, leading them to look into the issues and see what happens.
That's good. Number two.
Initiates conversation, because when you are out there with a message, people will come and talk to you.
And isn't that what we want to do? We want people to initiate conversations where the truth is presented in a loving, kind manner, because we know that we have the truth on our side and that people believe in abortion because they don't have all the facts. Mm-hmm. So this initiates conversations, which then disposes facts.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, the more you talk about it, the more you understand it yourself. And so for reason number three, perhaps you may not know or feel confident enough to educate other people. You can just wear this pro-life t-shirt. You don't have to open your mouth. Just the message says it all on the shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, imagine, you know, if you weren't wearing the pro-life t-shirt and you're constantly saying, abortion is homicide, abortion is homicide, abortion is homicide. I mean, that'd be kind of
kind of funny.
Your throat would might get sore after a while. Mm-hmm.
Also, when you're wearing a message on your t-shirt, you don't have to carry a sign. So if you are at a protest or you are at a place where you can't protest.
Like a mall?
Yeah, like a mall. Like at a Planned Parenthood Express clinic inside a mall. Where you can't have a sign. Oh, I'm sorry, Marie. That was what Marie was going to say.
That's all good.
You can essentially be protesting by just wearing a t-shirt. And rarely can you get in trouble for it either.
There are places where signs are prohibited or you need permits to get signs. So just wear the sign on your shirt.
And hey, you know, you're just walking around. You know, you're not getting in front of people's faces or anything like that. You're just walking around and you're wearing a pro-life t-shirt. It's like one of the most perfect ways to witness.
And promotes pro-life activism, which is number 5.
Yes, yeah.
Because the more involved you are in spreading the message, the more you're going to continue being involved.
And may encourage others to do the same.
Number 6.
Uplifts other pro-lifers.
Yes.
Lets them know that others are out there, others like them. We receive lots of emails where people are like, oh, I wore this shirt and I met so-and-so, and that really encourages them. And then they grab a shirt and then they do it, and it sort of snowballs from there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And number 7, it helps find or you can make pro-life friends with others that are, you know, believe in the same thing. Or, hey, you can help educate them and you become pro-life friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you find friends and make pro-life friends, then you network and you do things like start a Rock 5 chapter or network and do pro-life activities together, make a difference in your community. Mm-hmm. Number 8, we have a real important one, saves babies and mothers from abortion.
No.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. One of the festivals that we go to, Purple Door, we had a stage there, and one year we were selling, you know, a lot of T-shirts, distributing a lot of T-shirts. And after the festival, a young mother emailed us and said that she, although she was a Christian, that she was abortion-minded, and she just, her boyfriend who wanted her to keep the baby, took her to this festival, and she saw all the pro-life t-shirts all over the place, and it really made her interested to find out more about what we had to say, and that drew her to our booth, and we had some post-abortive women speaking there, and she said that those t-shirts drew her to the booth and to the stage, and she heard those speakers and she chose life for her baby. So it does, wearing a t-shirt does save a life.
Wearing a pro-life t-shirt, that's right. Yep.
And interestingly enough, a couple years ago, I was walking around a mall in Albany. I know, me in a mall. Whoa. Yeah, I know. I rarely go to those places. But I was wearing an abortionist homicide t-shirt, and a woman came up. She had told me that she was pregnant. She was going to be having an abortion in a couple days, and I had a chance to talk her out of it. So yes, even harsh t-shirts can sometimes draw people to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. A lot of times at our booths, we'll have post-abortive women that come to our booths and wish that someone was wearing a shirt that said abortionist homicide or another pro-life shirt when she was a teen or young adult, pregnant and considering abortion, because she may have chosen life if someone had spoken out at that time. So another thing to think about is that women have told us that these shirts need to be out there because they do change hearts and save babies.
Marie, number 9.
Oh, I was hoping to do the last one.
Okay, Eric, number 9.
Well, it directs people towards Christ. And we say that because a lot of times people are pro-abortion and they don't believe in God. And once confronted with the truth, it makes them think not only just about the pro-life issues, but about morality, what is right or wrong, and who determines what's right or wrong. You know, just myself being, actually I became pro-life before I became a Christian, but the conversion to pro-life was actually a process of being converted to Christ. So that is another reason to wear a pro-life t-shirt.
Oh yeah, I like that one. And number 10, wearing a pro-life t-shirt can help you find your future spouse.
Now,
whoa.
Why would you want to read that one?
Because I'm, you know, a girl or a female. I like to talk about, you know, relationships, stuff like that. But no, it has a lot of more meaning to me because when I was in high school and in college, as a young adult growing up, you know, the more I learned about myself and what I found that was, you know, valued in my life and my faith and morals, I was always keeping open an open eye onto future spouse out there, whoever he may be, and you know, looking at what the qualities that I would want in my future spouse. And definitely, my future spouse would have to be pro-life. So we're wearing a pro-life T-shirt. It's like, whoa, hello, I'd like to get to know that person.
Well, throughout the years of being involved with Rock for Life, it sort of relates to number seven, which is helps find and make friends. But a lot of times what happens is, you know, the friends are those of the opposite sex. And, you know, if you're pro-life, obviously you want to marry another pro-life person, which means, you know, raising a family and things like that. So we have witnessed many marriages.
Yeah. Eric, aren't you and Tina members in Rock for Wife?
Rock for
what?
Life.
What?
Rock for Wife is a little side project I used to be involved with, but once I got married, I was no longer really involved with that. So the torch has been carried on to many young men, but basically, you know, a lot of pro-life men find their wives through Rock for Life, aka Rock for Wife.
What is Rock for Wife? Is it for real? Or is it just kind of...
It's just a joke.
Well, it's not like a real organization, but
there's memberships.
You know,
and
when you get involved with Rock for Life,
yeah,
that
okay brings people together and mm-hmm. what we're talking about.
It brings girls and guys together.
Several podcasts ago, we asked you to submit stories of you wearing pro-life T-shirts and give us a little feedback on this. So we got a couple here. This one is from Sheridan in Cincinnati. She writes, I wear my shirts walking in the park, grocery shopping, school events, etc. I particularly love to wear them when I am surrounded by my four children. I do get from time to time a young woman that will say, almost in a whisper, I do really like your T-shirt, which tells me it's touching at least one person. And one person is a powerful number, especially when it comes to life.
This one is from Leah. And she writes, it actually involves her sister, Abby. She was wearing the 2005 Pro-Life Memorial Day T-shirt, and as she was going to her guitar lesson in downtown Fredericksburg, a woman stopped her and started yelling at her about how she shouldn't be so judgmental and that's not appropriate attire for a young lady. Abby looked her in the eye and said, "Is abortion an appropriate activity for a young lady?" The woman yelled back that maybe someone had an abortion and felt bad about it. Abby said, "Ma'am, if they killed a baby, they should feel really bad about it."
This letter is from Audrey. She writes, I wear the Rock for Life shirts because a lot of times people have never heard of you guys, so it is a great conversation starter. So one thing that we didn't mention is that wearing shirts, you get to promote your favorite pro-life organization. So speaking of T-shirts, make sure you visit NationalProLifeT-ShirtDay.com.
In a few weeks.
Well, you can visit it now.
I don't think the website's up.
No, the website is up.
The old website is.
The old website is still up, yes, which Phil is talking about. We will be having a new, updated, exciting version of National Pro-Life T-Shirt Day. But currently,
yes,
we do have a website up, and we tell you about this because on this website is a section to go to if you are harassed. If you are a public high school student, we talked about this last podcast, but if you are harassed and you need help and assistance and knowledge on what to do and your rights as a student, visit NationalProLifeT-ShirtDay.com and click on Harassed.
Or just check our show notes. We'll throw the link in there for you.
And also, if you need assistance with these sort of topics, like wearing shirts and your rights and how to do that in the public square, then you don't want to miss our Training and Activism Weekend, which is January 20th through 22nd. It's in Washington, D.C. at the Washington Court Hotel near Union Station. It's only $50 per person per night. And you're going to meet a ton of young pro-lifers all across the country. And we are going to learn pro-life basics and pro-life intermediate subjects and also hitting the streets and being visible witnesses for life. So make sure to click on the podcast icon at rockforlife.org and make sure to register. Spots are filling up fast.
That's right. It's not too late. Sign up. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you made New Year's resolutions yet? On the next Rock for Life podcast, we're going to share our 10 pro-life resolutions for 2008. Call or email us with your pro-life resolutions, and maybe we'll share them on the next Rock for Life podcast. And I want to say thanks for all the feedback. We got a lot of awesome feedback. So if you want to tell us more about your T-shirt experiences or just comments, ideas, and suggestions, make sure to write us at podcast@rockforlife.org or call our voicemail and leave a message at 866-552-3368. Thanks to Brian Neal, who provided music for this episode of the Rock Fife Podcast. To find more information about Brian Neal, check him out at brianneelmusic.com.
The Rock Fife Podcast is made available because of the generous donations by you, our listeners. Donate online at rockforlife.org.
Rock for Life is a project of American Life League, pro-life without exceptions, without compromise.